It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media, for Wednesday, February 16th, 2011. I'm John Moe. Should the government be able to shut down websites for trafficking in illegal movie downloads, pirated music, counterfeit products? The Senate Judiciary Committee holds hearings today on that issue. The chair of that committee is Senator Patrick Leahy, Democrat of Vermont. Leahy has indicated he'll soon introduce a new version of a bill he sponsored last fall, the Countering Online Infringement and Copyrights Act, which would have given the Justice Department power to shut down websites thought to be doing something illegal. Leahy told me it's pretty simple.
Well, I think if people are stealing things in the same way that the government can go and go after somebody who breaks into a warehouse and steals things, nobody questions that. If you have somebody who's using one of these rogue websites, oftentimes based overseas, that get people to give their credit cards, give their social security number, give other things, and then end up stealing, we should be able to stop that.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement has already been seizing some of these domains for a while through what they call Operation In Our Sights. I asked Leahy how his possible legislation would be different.
This is strong, tough language. We'll give the Department of Justice an expedited process for cracking down on rogue websites, both domestic and foreign-based. And I don't believe Customs begins to have that kind of expedited process. We will have it. We will have it because there are a number of places, for example, foreign websites that ICE can't get to. Under my law, we will be able to.
How will you be able to get to foreign websites? What do you mean by that?
We can block them. We can get a court order and block them from coming into this country.
And what kind of due process would you like to see in place to protect the innocent?
Well, obviously, everybody's going to have the ability to appeal anything that we're doing. If somebody says, I'm only stealing a few $100,000, you shouldn't block me. You should go after the people who are stealing several million. That probably wouldn't be the due process you or I might have in mind. If you have somebody who gets in there by mistake, they'll have the regular appeal process.
Leahy has the backing of the motion picture industry, the music industry, other entertainment industry groups. He has opponents, too, including the ACLU and the Center for Democracy and Technology. David Sohn is with that organization. He says fighting crime is important, but shutting down web domains is the wrong approach.
There are security standards that have been developed over the course of about 10 years and are just being rolled out, something called DNSSEC. It's quite technical, but the idea is to make sure that when people go to a particular domain name, they're in fact visiting the site that they intend to. It's very hard to see how you'd go ahead and roll out that system if at the same time the government is trying to seize domain names and redirect people to a message that says law enforcement has seized this site. That's just flatly incompatible with the technical standard. The other kind of cybersecurity risk is that ultimately what people will do if domain names are getting seized and blocked is people will find easy and readily available ways to route around the traditional navigation system. It's actually not at all hard to do. And for people that aren't technically inclined, others can build tools that'll make it kind of a one-click process. That itself, though, carries some risks. When people are going outside the normal system and are going to look up servers, you'd call them, in foreign countries, they again expose themselves to the risk that their computers could be hijacked in the future.
Sometimes we ask famous people, hey, what do you got on your phone there, famous person? You might know Will Wheaton from the movie Stand By Me or Star Trek The Next Generation. He's also a blogger and internet bon vivant. Will piles a lot of his data onto the cloud storage tool Dropbox.
If you go from your desktop at work to your laptop at home to your smartphone on the train, whatever you're working on will always be there.
Will uses it to keep in touch with his son in college.
I send him a lot of pet pictures, and he is part of an athletic tricks club at his university, and they do all these really crazy free-running moves and parkour moves. So he sends me these crazy tricks that he's doing, and it's things parents don't want to see.
Hear more from Will, including technologies he always hated but now loves. That's at marketplacetech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.